Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Researchers at Lake Tahoe are using tiny bubbles to combat the spread of an invasive weeds that rob the alpine lake of its clarity. KLW's Ben Trefney reports.
Conservationists are partnering with local property owners to expand the use of the so-called bubble curtains to halt the spread of non-native plants in the waters straddling the California-Nevada line, according to the Tahoe Daily Tribune. Originally used in the Pacific Northwest to protect aquaculture operations and remove floating debris, this technology has proven effective since it was implemented in a channel at the Tahoe Keys on the lake's south shore in 2018. The fine wall of floating bubbles created by a compressor-powered hose on the lake bottom help dislodge plant fragments from boats as they leave the lagoon near South Lake Tahoe. Fragments then get pushed to the side to be removed by a skimmer or other collecting device. Unlike some other approaches, the curtains don't pose any hazards for fish or birds, which can easily swim through. They're also relatively cheap compared to other methods, costing from $20,000 to $30,000 plus electricity and annual maintenance costs. About 90% of the Tahoe Keys are filled with the weeds. If left alone, they could grow so thick that a person could almost walk on top of them, according to one expert. The plant fragments are most prevalent from late July through September. The new curtains are scheduled to be installed in April or May. For KLW News, I'm Ben Trefney.
Millions of low-income and undocumented Californians will get $600 stimulus payments as part of an economic relief package approved by state lawmakers yesterday. Speaking after the package was approved, Senate President Pro Tem Tony Atkins said it was tailored to help those who need it most.
With the COVID-19 pandemic anniversary upon us, I cannot overstate how critical the immediate action we passed today is. Californians, as I've said before, are hungry and they're hurting, left wondering how they will make meager ends meet.
The measure also includes more than $2 billion in aid to small businesses, as well as money for child care providers and food banks. Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to sign the measure today. The state faces a significant budget surplus this year. Atkins did not rule out a second stimulus package. Educators, state lawmakers, and Governor Gavin Newsom are at a standstill over a plan to reopen California's public schools for in-person learning. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
After negotiations with Governor Newsom fell apart, legislative Democrats last week unveiled their own plan for reopening schools. Assembly Budget Chairman Phil Ting wants to put more pressure on districts. He says many schools didn't push hard enough to get kids back into classrooms last fall. The state offered up $5 billion for schools to spend on safe reopening, but Ting says districts only spent 11% of it.
They want us to give them money with no accountability, no guarantees of in-person learning this year. I am normally a huge proponent of local control, but this year, local control has been a complete failure.
Many school officials say portions of the bill would hinder reopening. Meanwhile, Newsom says the measure wouldn't get kids back to classrooms fast enough. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Governor Gavin Newsom said Monday that he expects California will be able to administer a lot more COVID-19 vaccines once federal drug regulators clear Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine. For the time being, he says the state will be averaging about 1.5 million vaccinations every week.
But I'm very confident with J&J. The end of March, April, we're going to start seeing things really ramp up. May, June, July, game changer. All of a sudden, we're at a completely different level.
California has inoculated close to 7.5 million people with at least one dose of the vaccine. Rates of new infections and hospitalizations continue to plummet throughout the state. Health officials say the number of patients in California hospitals with COVID-19 has slipped below the 7,000 mark, a drop of more than a third over 2 weeks. The FBI says a gun, a law enforcement badge, and credentials were stolen from an FBI agent's car over the weekend in Lafayette. San Francisco Chronicle reports the items were stolen on Saturday. The FBI field office in San Francisco said in a brief statement that it's working with the Lafayette Police Department to recover the .40 caliber Glock 22 pistol, the badge, and credentials, in their words. in the interest of public safety. It's unclear whether the items were safely stored or whether the agent will face disciplinary action.